For Valley Public Radio News, I'm Kathleen Schock. On Tuesday, a federal judge granted a temporary restraining order against McFarland and the company GEO, barring them from populating a new detention center. As FM89's Madi Bolaños reports, the order comes after a lawsuit highlighted misconduct.
In April, the McFarland City Council voted to turn two empty state prisons into for-profit detention centers run by the GEO Group. Grizel Ruiz, the supervising attorney for the lawsuit, says the council's decision violated state laws.
It's a law that we have in California, which basically says that if there is a permit of this type that's being considered, there needs to be 180 days notice, and there also needs to be two public hearings.
Alex Gonzalez from the community organization Faith in the Valley says the McFarland City Council did not provide adequate notice for the meetings. Even so, he says those who were able to attend the meetings via Zoom experienced several technical difficulties.
Like the last vote, they capped the Zoom call at 100 people. And also, like a lot of folks that wanted to provide public comment and were connected, a lot of those folks were actually dropped from the call, including myself.
According to Ruiz, the judge who granted the temporary restraining order found the lawsuit raised serious questions regarding the city council's actions, as well as safety concerns surrounding COVID-19 if people were to be transferred to the facility. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Madi Bolaños.